You're listening to the TJ and Jody's House Podcast on the Ace and TJ Family.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Yay.
Hello, hello. A lot of stuff going on today that's not normal. For the podcast and the podcast. But welcome anyway. If things aren't normal, we'll explain in just a minute what's going on. We're down a couple of members of the TJ and Jody's House podcast today. One of which is Jody. She's not here. She has gone to Nashville to drive a U-Haul back with our daughter's stuff in it because she's moving back to North Carolina after finishing college. So she'll be in a great mood when she gets back. And so in Jody's place today is Boy.
Yay.
Yay. Boy is taking his mama's place.
Yeah.
And this is actually your mom's idea for you to come and take her place.
Oh.
And I know you're thrilled about it.
Mm-hmm.
And that you don't feel like you've been guilted into coming here and doing this.
No, not at all.
Mm-hmm. Before we get into the other stuff that's going on that's different, is something that is the same. Josh's Farmers Market is the sponsor of TJ and Jody's house. Now, this is a big weekend, as is every weekend at Josh's Farmers Market, because they've got all the fresh seafood there where they go every Thursday and get it themselves, bring it back so it's there as fresh as possible for the weekend. And then they also have their food trucks, all that kind of stuff. Bayou Betty, I think, is the one that's one of them that's going to be there this coming up weekend. And Boss Baker is another one, with Granny's Donuts. That's always a hit. And excuse me, if you want fresh flowers, their bouquets are beautiful. I know everybody thinks it's farmer's market. They have fresh produce and that sort of thing. Well, they do. They have awesome produce. They just have so much more. It's incredible what Josh's Farmers Market has, all the way down to, you know, from the fresh produce and all to freshly baked breads and pies and these key lime pies that they have that are they are made in Florida, and then as soon as they're made, they are brought right up to Josh's Farmers Market. So fresh and delicious from the key lime pie capital of the world, which is Florida. I'm not sure that that's true, but it seems like it would be. It seems like Florida would be the key lime pie capital of the world.
I think you're right.
Mm-hmm. So go to joshsfarmersmarket.com and see what all that they have. And then you could also just go there. Just pull up. You don't have to have an appointment. You know, you go anytime you want. They're right beside the YMCA in Mooresville, North Carolina. Now, you know, I've said that the name of our town, Aiden, so long I've said it in a silly way that's the way I always say it. I've gotten into the habit. I never say Mooresville like it's supposed to be.
No, that sounded weird.
No, I always say Mooresville.
Yeah, keep it that way.
Mooresville. And I sometimes now from being silly, I have to stop and think, is it fruition or fruition? Because I've said fruition for so long being a joke. So these are the kinds of things that that happen in our family all the time. The kids and I will have these types of conversations about words and how they sound funny and how their mama uses the wrong words.
Yeah.
But it's all in fun. It's all good. So we're going to get into as much as we can and explain the rest of the stuff that is going on behind the scenes here that makes this podcast different. And we'll do that coming up next.
TJ and Jody's House.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ Show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ Family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
TJ and Jody's House.
All right, welcome back. Jody's not here. Our son, Aiden, a.k.a. Boy, is here. And, Boy is 18, almost 19. He will be 19 in, what, next 10 week, days or next
week,
something like
sometime
that?
Sometime next week.
Mm-hmm. And he's home from college after his first year. He will return a sophomore. Actually, sophomore.
Sophomore.
Yeah, there's an extra syllable in there. Sophomore, which a lot of people don't know.
Yeah.
They know it. They just don't.
They don't
use it. Mm-hmm. And Mr. Todd, the camera man, is not here today. So we're having to use the camera setup that we use with the whole show for our daily videos and things like that. And I don't really even know whether they're going to work enough to be able to use the footage or not. We're just having to go with it. And so I don't even know if we should be wasting our time today even doing a podcast.
No.
Because it's going to air on Memorial Day.
Oh.
You know. But it'll be up there forever and ever in the archives.
Yeah, I guess.
But. Mm-hmm. And if it does happen to be on video and you can see it, Aiden has cut his hair.
Sadly.
He doesn't have the mullet anymore.
No. Mm-hmm. My only personality trait's gone.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I was known for.
Yeah.
I was known for that and being your son. But. The one thing that was from me is gone.
Mm-hmm. So. And then, I'm not so sure I'm on board with you being known as my son much anymore either.
Tell that to the fans that just swallow me when I go to Target.
So he got his hair cut in a really fashionable way, but he doesn't fix it in any certain way at all. So it really doesn't matter. It's just a shorter haircut.
Yeah.
I think your mama was hoping that once you got it cut, you'd start styling it and stuff. And
well,
yeah. What do you think using hair products is weird or something?
No,
I just don't feel like it.
I'm just lazy.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
At least you admit it.
Yeah. I don't feel like fixing it up. All sticky.
But you don't mind the sticky like when daddy fixed it for you for your sister's graduation.
For sissy's graduation.
Yeah, you didn't mind that, did you? The feel of it or anything.
I'll do it on a special occasion, I guess.
Yeah.
But,
nah. But daddy had you looking pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Like I did when you were a little boy when I'd come in and spike your hair up for you before church.
Just now I have to sit down.
Yeah.
Before you could just.
Uh-huh. And you remember what I would always say?
Close your eyes.
Yeah, and then what else would I say?
I don't remember.
You remember I go, look up.
Yeah, look up.
Come on, son, look up. Like, you know what I'm doing.
Hey, I don't want to go to church. Be all tired.
So did you wake up just before you had to get in the truck and come up here?
No, I woke up and showered.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, it didn't look like it.
Oh, thanks. Well, I actually brushed my teeth today, too. That's a new thing for me. I just started doing that again.
And he shaved off a stash that he had going. His mom was begging him to shave because he had a, you know, kind of a, you know,
struggle beard.
Yeah. And then he had the neck thing going because he wasn't trimming up around the beard and on. So she wanted him to shave. And then he came in and said, I left the stash just, you know, for when mom gets home. And then he ended up keeping that for 2 days.
Yeah. I forgot I had it. That's how much I keep up with my appearance. I just forgot I had a mustache for a day.
Yeah, you wouldn't say that Aiden lives in a mirror by any means.
No.
Mm-hmm. Which is, I mean, you're like me in so many ways, but that's one that you're not at all.
And it's not like mom either. It's just
right.
It's just me.
Like when I was your age, everything had to look, you know, put together, and my hair was always fixed, and I had on cool outfits and all of that.
But so, I'm clean.
I know, but, you know, if my hair was always fixed and, you know,
I don't know,
my clothes always were nice and, you know, the opposite of you.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, that feeling that I had when you were little and I realized that you liked Star Wars. I was like, we need to go on Maury and test this kid to make sure he's mine. Star Wars and wrestling.
Oh, I loved the wrestling.
Yeah.
But, you know, you say I don't have any interests, but the few interests I do have aren't.
Mock them. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What are your interests now? Let's share. Let's see if we can find common ground on which to bond.
I like music.
Right. I like music.
You like music.
Yeah.
I like, to watch TV.
I like to watch
TV. You like to watch TV. Mm-hmm. But we don't really watch the same shows.
Sometimes we do.
Sometimes.
Sometimes we'll watch the same movies.
Yeah, we like the same movies.
Or we will like the same show, but separately.
Yeah.
Like, you, each of us watching the show on our own.
Mm-hmm.
Which is always, it's always good for bonding.
Yeah. It's better, though. You can watch it at your own pace.
Mm-hmm.
I like to play video games, but you don't like to do that.
We both love pizza.
We love pizza. We love sports.
Yeah. Although your mom said that, I don't know if I told you this or not, but your mama told me that that you and Lainey, like both of y'all, don't like watching sports or things with me because I get disgusted with the political aspects of things. When we were watching the slam dunk competition?
The celebrity game.
Yeah, the celebrity game and the NBA All-Star stuff.
It's not like we can't watch it. It just sometimes gets annoying. That's it. It's sometimes like, okay. But I get it.
Yeah. Well, she makes, you know, she comes to me with that stuff, makes it seem like that y'all are basically just hating on me and
you're a villain.
You know, you need to stop and you know they don't like you, ruin everything, you know, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. You're such a jerk.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, I take the criticism to heart.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah.
You know, I want to say, well, you ought to hear what they say about you, and then you start making up stuff.
Yeah.
They say you're ugly and annoying.
Always got stuff in your teeth.
Mm-hmm. So what are you doing today?
After here, probably go home for a little bit, go to the gym, and then after I do nothing.
Now, why would you not go from here to the gym? The gym is
because,
two minutes away.
Because I have a certain time that I go because no one's in there.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't like a bunch of people in there because they come up and talk to me because I'm just
you're so loved.
I'm like
and
a
famous
magnet.
Yeah
I should probably go in there with like a Biden hat or something, like Larry David.
Yeah, there's an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm where Larry David's tired of people coming up and talking to him, so he wears a Make America Great Again hat and nobody where he lives in California will come up and talk to him.
Yeah.
He's wearing that hat.
The majority of people in the gym are Republicans. I just put on a Biden hat. They won't come up to me.
Anyway. And so what time is that the gym is slower when you can go in there?
It's like 12:30.
Okay. Did you go yesterday or are you too tired from having to get up and take your mom
to get her airport ride? I was too tired, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had to wake up crack of dawn.
But are you staying up until, you know, early hours of the morning and stuff?
Yeah.
Because that's what, you know, teenagers do during the summer. They stay up late and all that. So what time is your average go-to-sleep time?
4.
Yeah, because I got up the other morning to get ready. I'd already gotten dressed and everything and was coming into the kitchen to eat breakfast and do my pre-show work stuff.
Yeah.
And I could see your light was on in your bedroom up there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you were awake.
Because it's a lot better to go to bed that late for me because I'm really tired by then, and I can just get in the bed and instantly fall asleep. Mm-hmm. Unless if I'm just not that tired and I try and force myself to sleep.
Yeah.
It kind of gets annoying.
Mm-hmm. Well, I figured, though, if you smelled that I was cooking, that you'd be down there.
No.
Coming down.
But.
Because I cook breakfast every morning for myself.
I know.
You know, it's kind of a sad thing. You know, I'm always breakfast for one.
Yeah. By yourself. You should wake mom up to have breakfast with you.
Well, no, I told her that she needed to be getting up and cooking breakfast for me like a normal wife would do.
Yeah, at four.
Like a loving wife would get up and make her man, you know, his most important meal of the day.
I'm sure once she starts that, she'll have a big smile on her face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know she will. So did she tell you anything about... you know, she got mad at me because I was worried about her driving a U-Haul mm-hmm. from Nashville back to North Carolina, and she got offended by that. The fact that I was concerned, I was worried about it, and all that, she got offended.
It's probably because she's the best driver ever.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what she's like. I could drive that truck. Well, I've driven the trucks before. Like, I can't remember when you have ever driven a U-Haul or any vehicle that, you know, you have to use side mirrors and no rear view mirror and things like that, especially 7.5 hours yeah. or however long the trip is on the interstate. But I am worried. I'm just counting the minutes till they get home because that does worry me. But I don't want to offend her and tell her that I'm concerned. Most people be like, oh, that's sweet. Yeah.
She's saying, hey, you're saying she sucks at driving or something.
Uh-huh.
She's taking it like that.
Mm-hmm. And what has she been on you most about since you've been home?
Getting a job? Mm-hmm.
But didn't she already say that since you had enough money saved up from, you know, working last summer, that you know, because you said Lainey didn't have, it was the same situation for Lainey after her first year of college, and she didn't have a job because she still had a lot saved up from when she had worked before she went to college. Didn't she agree to that?
No.
Oh, I thought she did. I thought she said, that's okay, well, but this is the only summer from now on.
It's not going to be like that.
No?
Once her mind is set on it, she's not going to stop. So it's a... She mainly wants me to get a job so I can just find something to do.
Yeah, to get out of the house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But
I can see that. I mean, I'm kind of concerned about that as well.
Yeah, but it's not killing me. So.
Well, it may be, though. I've been thinking about it.
It's going to kill me.
I've been thinking. Yeah, and I think about it from my health aspect of, you know, being my age now and being a... Infinifat is, I think, the category that I would be in.
You'd be anorexia.
Yeah. Even if, you know, I get up so early in the morning and I do the show and all, but even if every day I went and did a normal workout and then go home and then don't do much of anything the rest of the day except maybe sit at my desk and then watch TV and whatever, that still wouldn't be an active lifestyle.
No.
You know? So I've been thinking about trying to get more active, but my problem is, and then you may have this same problem, is that if you get more active, you got to find something that you're interested in doing that causes you to move around and all that stuff. Now, a lot of people, old men like me, they'll say, well, I mean, he stays active. He's constantly working in that yard and doing stuff around the house. I don't do any of that. Yeah. No. I mean, I'm not going to be mowing and weed eating and digging in flower beds and doing all that kind of stuff.
But like kids my age go out on the lake and stuff, and it's not my thing.
Yeah, they go out on their boats and all of that. But can you think of anything that I could do to be more active other than just working out, like a normal working out thing?
You could learn how to build something, I guess.
I'm really patient when it comes to kind of stuff.
Yeah, you are. Like building that little thing under my TV.
Little console.
That went smoothly, yeah.
Yeah. And your mom and I end up getting in an argument. She's not even involved in it.
No.
Putting it together. She gets mad at me for getting frustrated with it.
You were mad at yourself.
Yeah.
She took it like you were yelling at her. It's not so easy. Started breaking down.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
So that's out. I'm trying to think what other thing people my age, men my age, do to stay more active.
They run, but.
But I mean, again, that's just the working out aspect of it.
They do their little cycling.
Yeah.
Those aerodynamic suits. I feel like you'd look good in one of those.
Where they wear the helmet, the whole thing. Trying to look like Lance Armstrong and them.
Just right in the point.
Yeah, that's not me. What else? I like,
fishing.
But
you're kind of just sitting there.
Right, that's not really active.
You like to paddleboard, but that's kind of working out.
Well, no, I mean, that's a good one. That's a good one. But that's kind of like a catch-22 because the paddleboard that I have now that y'all got me a few years ago is a really good professional paddleboard, and so it's narrow.
Yeah.
My old one was really wide, so this one's harder to do.
Just super long.
Right, and then so it would kind of help, if I weren't as portly and rotund. So I need to lose some weight to be able to use the paddleboard to where I can actually use it for what its purpose is instead of just sitting on it and paddling around like I'm in a canoe.
Maybe that can be your goal. Work out enough to where you can paddleboard.
Where I can balance on the paddleboard.
That's a good goal.
Yeah.
And not a sad one.
Mm-hmm. But then you got to load that thing up. Since we don't live on the water anymore, I got to load it up, tie it down, take it over to my little friend Jenny's house, use it there.
See, it's not so easy.
No, you're right. I'm gonna start speaking up for you whenever she's giving you a hard time about not getting out of the house and doing anything.
My friends aren't outside people. They like to sit inside and I don't know what they like to do.
Yeah. But I mean, I think you need some new friends though. You've had those a long time. You need to get some new ones.
Yeah. But man. There's nothing to do.
But now I'm really concerned about myself, which is rare.
'Cause you have no activities.
Yeah.
No interests.
But it also could say, even if I did work out, that's not enough. So why do it?
Yeah, that's a good attitude.
I mean, I'm not going to lose weight just by doing that. No. Eating right and working out a little bit during the day. When the rest of my day, I have to be shut in. I'm a shut in for the rest of the day.
I mean, if I did have something to do outside, I would do it. But
you used to like sidewalk chalk. You want to do that?
Mm-hmm. That'd be nice.
Again?
Yeah.
Because
I'm not going to go out and go play. Like mom wants me to do.
Yeah.
Go play.
But maybe we could toss the old ball around in the yard.
For 30 minutes. Until one of us is like, all right, that's enough. I got to get back to the TV.
So when we're doing that on the beach or, throwing a baseball or whatever we decide to do on the beach or the football, are there times when you're through with it and you want to stop, but you keep going because you don't think I want to stop yet?
No, on the beach, I keep going because it's the only thing to do out there for me.
Yeah.
Because I can't just sit and look at an ocean.
Yeah, and I can. So there are times whenever I'm ready to quit and I don't because I'm, it's only been 5 minutes.
Yeah. You can say it's okay to quit. And then I'll say, okay, I'll just go sit in this chair now and
Yeah. But you don't go now. You're off the beach trip list.
Yeah, I am.
So we're going on beach vacations this summer that you're not going on.
Good.
And that kills your mom.
I know. But here's the thing. Every time we go to the beach, and I don't like the beach, she tells me how much of a Debbie Downer I am because I don't like the beach. So why is she mad? Because I'm not bringing down the fun anymore,
mm-hmm.
even though I don't sit out there and complain.
Yeah, but that's the thing. She wants you to be able to, she wants you to go to the beach with the rest of the family and like it
yeah.
and be happy. So that's why. Because, I mean, that's another thing that I don't know that you're actually my son. As much as I love the beach and you hate it so much.
It's because you can sit and look at a wall or the ocean.
That or either I can just, you know, I'm not necessarily just looking at the ocean. I'm relaxing, feeling the breeze and, you know, I'm looking at the other people around there and, you know, kind of reading them and
I don't know.
Judging them and all that stuff.
I don't know if it's just, I don't think it's a thing with people my age, but I do know a couple people that just don't like the beach, but some of them like the beach because they get out there and they can go drink and
yeah,
get lit.
Is that, would you rather that? Mm-mm. Go to the beach with us and get lit?
No.
Get litty?
No, I would not.
Yeah, I wouldn't like that either.
That's what Lainey does.
Yeah, I expect more out of you than your sister.
Yeah. I mess with her about it. Because I said, cause she's like, so you don't have a specific reason you don't drink? And I'm like, I don't do it because God wouldn't like that. And she's like, stop.
And you're not old enough to be drinking.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, she just turned old enough. She acts like she's a pro.
Yeah.
You know.
She's two Trulies in, and she's talking your ear off.
So you are a good little brother, though, when you have to go, you know, pick her up and stuff.
Drive her places since we live out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. We actually don't live out in the middle of nowhere. How long did it take you to get here today? 15 minutes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
16.
But it seems like it's kind of out in the country.
Yeah, it's just far from her boyfriend, and that's her only friend, so we have to meet in the middle. We compromise, and he drives 10 minutes. I drive, like, 20. It's a good compromise.
Yeah.
But
I guess, you know, where I grew up, everything was, if it wasn't right in town, if somebody lived out in the country, it would take at least 15 minutes to get to their house. I've dated girls that live way out in the country.
But your town is also a population of 4,000.
Right.
So,
but still, I mean, if I was dating a girl that lived 20 minutes from my house because she lived that far out in the country, I went to her house and, you know, did the whole take her home, all that stuff.
I'm not saying if I were in that situation, I wouldn't do that, but.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like an Uber though. So.
Yeah. Do they pay you ever to do that?
Mm-mm. No.
Like, did your mama pay you to get up early yesterday morning and take her to the airport?
I didn't take her to the airport.
Well, yeah.
I Ubered her to the Uber to the airport.
So, my little friend Jenny's husband Michael works in the city, and so Aiden took Jody and Lainey's little boyfriend Joey to Michael, and then on his way to work, Michael took them and dropped them off at the airport.
Yeah, at like 7 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. That's brutal for me.
Yeah, me too. Brutal for me too.
Yeah, I'm sure.
All right, we got more coming up.
More from TJ and Jody's house next.
Let's go.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
All right, so Jody's not here today. Our son, Aiden, a.k.a. Boy, is sitting in for her.
Not Boyd.
Boy, B-O-Y. Mm-hmm. Because when you were little and you tell people your name is Boy, they thought you were saying Boyd.
Boyd, yeah.
Which, nothing wrong with the name Boyd. It's just not your name.
It's not my name.
Right. That's not my name. Mm-mm. All right, so have you come any closer to deciding what you may want to do? I mean, as a career or what kind of field you may want to get into or anything like that?
No.
So what, your major is communications?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I think I'm going to want to be an astrophysicist.
Okay. Well, that's a good job.
Like my hero, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Okay. No, but really, what do you, you don't even envision yourself doing anything when you're a full-on adult?
No.
Well, that's what I love, though. You got dreams.
Yeah. Big dreams. Big goals. Shooting for the sky.
So, I mean, it's 3 years, right? Until you have to know what you're going to do as a job. Like your sister. You'll be your sister in 3 years.
Yep.
And she's coming home, got her degree, ready to start, you know, going off into her field somewhere. And you don't even think about what that might be for you.
No.
You don't have things in your imagination, and you would just go, oh yeah, that would be kind of cool. No. To be a fireman or a cowboy.
Yeah.
Or, you know, any of those kinds of things.
No, I don't know what to do.
I mean, and that doesn't, I mean, it's not saying at all that that's what you're going to have to stick to and that's what you're going to become. When I was your age, I wanted to be an actor and a comedian.
Yeah.
And I even thought about how, you know, I would be good as a soap star in soap operas. But I don't know if you realize this, but that didn't happen.
No, you failed.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why I don't have a goal.
Yeah, because you can't fail if you don't try.
Yeah.
You don't have a goal.
Exactly. So don't try anything.
What about being a professional golfer?
Yeah. I would love that.
If you started playing right now, you could probably learn enough to where you could make it on the tour.
I think so, yeah.
You could practice.
I have very high athletic capabilities.
So you, at one point you wanted to be a, you thought you wanted to be a comedian and do stand-up comedy kind of thing.
All of the things I've said I wanted to be, I just kind of said that so
yeah.
The conversation can end.
Okay.
So I've never really had.
So you've never ever.
I've never had a specific goal, no.
Wow. And you never have even thought about, yeah, I'd be good at that.
No. Because I really don't think I'm good at much.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't either.
That's the thing. I don't know.
And we've never encouraged you really to be anything.
I don't know. My talents, I don't know what job they would fulfill.
But anytime we try to help you figure that out, you get frustrated and you don't, I don't want to do that. That's boring. That seems like, you know, then you end up getting mad.
No, it's because mom is like, you need to figure something out.
Well, I mean,
she's right, but it's like, I don't want to deal with this right now. I just woke up.
Well, I mean, that's the only time we can catch you. The only time you come downstairs is when you just woke up and you're coming to eat something and get something to drink. But, I mean,
I don't know.
Was she trying to get you to be an artist? She said, you know, you can draw.
You can draw. I can draw.
Uh-huh. But yeah, there are a lot of things that I could sit and tell you that you might be good at. Well, and I do. I can't remember any of them now, but everything I think of, though, you're just like,
she wants me to be like an architect.
No.
That's the thing. Y'all pick some dumb jobs. That's why I get frustrated. Architect?
I've never said architect.
She said something like architect, interior designer,
She said, because you rearrange your furniture all the time in your room.
Because I good put at, my desk a certain way.
Yeah, you're good at laying out a room with the furniture. Yeah.
She said a veterinarian one time. Veterinarian.
Because you love animals.
I like animals, but I don't like school.
Exactly. You got to go to school to do that.
I think I would be a doctor. I don't think it's too late.
Mm-mm. I don't either. Huh.
Maybe a NASCAR driver.
Mm-hmm. What about an electrician?
Yeah. See, that's the thing. I don't want any manual labor jobs.
Yeah. Because you don't think you'd be good at it, really?
No, because I know I wouldn't be good at it. Plumbing? That's another thing she said.
Well, because plumbers make a lot of money.
But I'm not good with my hands.
I get that.
I'm good with my speech.
Yeah. But you can't. You can't think of anything where you'd be good, using your speech.
Not where it's
speaking ability.
It's not where it's a high possibility of me getting a job. No, it's all low possibilities of getting a job.
Like being a, you still wanted to do animated voice acting, stuff.
See, like that's the thing. Like that also doesn't pay well.
It doesn't?
No, not anymore. Huh. Not like those. I don't know.
Have you talked to our manager, Adam, about that?
No. The only thing Adam and I talk about is hockey.
And the reason I say that is because Adam is in the voice actor business. He has a voice acting agency that he runs. But it's mostly stuff like voiceover things like for movie trailers and stuff like that, and radio stations and commercials and all. But he would be able to lend you a little knowledge into how to get to be an animated voiceover person, how to be voice animated things and video games and things.
I think I'm going to be different, and I'm going to want to be a YouTuber.
Like all the kids your age want to be influencers.
They all want a podcast and want a YouTube channel.
So you don't think you'd be good on a podcast?
No.
Well, what I love, though, and I wish that I could just capture it and put it in a jar and open it whenever I wanted, is the can-do spirit of yours that you have.
I'm very positive.
I mean,
positive.
You know
person.
What? We could sell that. If we could just bottle it and sell it, we could run the world.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, well, I didn't want to say this in front of everybody. You know, I'm sure there are about three people who are listening to this right now. But you got a week. You got a week to make up your mind as to what you're going to be. And then after that, we're just going to put careers on a wheel and spin it. And whatever it lands on, that's what we're changing.
Chasing my dreams.
Changing your major to.
Okay.
All right, well, it's time for you to go back home now.
Go back
Get back in the bed. It's almost 11 a.m.
Time for bed.
So that's 2 days in a row you've had to get up early.
I know. Struggling.
Whoa. Sorry. Well, I will repay you for your time.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for sharing your day with us, Aiden boy.
You're welcome.
Boy Aiden, in your mom's truancy.
Mm-hmm.
You know that word?
No.
Truancy. Yeah. So we will maybe do this again. Never.
Hopefully.
It seems like you've really enjoyed it, and I have really enjoyed it.
It's just
and then
been,
we'll watch TV a little bit later.
It's just been exposing me being a loser to the public.
Not at
this
all.
This is what this was.
It's more of an
you
intervention. It's more of an
of
intervention.
Me.
Yeah. It's a gotcha interview. That's all it was. All right. Thanks for listening. Subscribe to YouTube's and AceTJ.TV and listen to everybody else's podcasts. You know, everybody in the Ace and TJ network. I don't care whether you listen to anybody else.
Everyone in the world.
Yeah. And we will talk to you later.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
When the show is over, the show's not over. Get extra funny content every day with Ace and TJ's Extra Funny Podcast every weekday after the Ace and TJ show. Get it free on the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
Let's go.
It's TJ and Jody's house on the Radio Button Network.
All right, so Jody's not here today. Our son, Aiden, a.k.a. Boy, is sitting in for her.
Not Boyd.
Boy, B-O-Y. Mm-hmm. Because when you were little and you tell people your name is Boy, they thought you were saying Boyd.
Boyd, yeah.
Which, nothing wrong with the name Boyd. It's just not your name.
It's not my name.
All right. That's not my name. Mm-mm. All right, so have you come any closer to deciding what you may want to do? I mean, as a career or what kind of field you may want to get into or anything like that?
No.
So what, your major is communications?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I think I'm going to want to be an astrophysicist.
Okay. Well, that's a good job.
Like my hero, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Okay. No, but really, what do you, you don't even envision yourself doing anything when you're a full on adult?
No.
Well, that's what I love, though. You got dreams.
Yeah. Big dreams. Big goals. Shooting for the sky.
So, I mean, it's 3 years, right? Until you have to know what you're going to do as a job. Like your sister. You'll be your sister in 3 years.
Yep.
And she's coming home, got her degree, ready to start, you know, going off into her field somewhere. And you don't even think about what that might be for you.
No.
You don't have things in your imagination, and you would just go, oh, yeah, that would be kind of cool. No. to be a fireman or a cowboy.
Yeah.
Or, you know, any of those kinds of things.
No, I don't know what to do.
I mean, and that doesn't, it's not saying at all that that's what you're going to have to stick to, and that's what you're going to become. When I was your age, I wanted to be an actor and a comedian.
Yeah.
And I even thought about how, you know, I would be good as a soap star in soap operas. But I don't know if you realize this, but that didn't happen.
No, you failed.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's why I don't have a goal.
Yeah, because you can't fail if you don't try.
Yeah.
You don't have a goal.
Exactly. So don't try anything.
What about being a professional golfer?
Yeah, I would love that.
If you started playing right now, you could probably learn enough to where you could make it on the tour.
I think so, yeah.
You could practice.
I have very high athletic capabilities.
So you, at one point you wanted to be a, you thought you wanted to be a comedian and do stand-up comedy kind of thing.
All of the things I've said I wanted to be, I just kind of said that. So
yeah.
The conversation can end.
Okay.
So I've never really had
so you've never ever.
I've never had a specific goal, no.
Wow. And you never have even thought about, yeah, I'd be good at that.
No. Because I really don't think I'm good at much.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't either.
That's the thing. I don't know.
And we've never encouraged you really to be anything.
I don't know. My talents, I don't know what job they would fulfill.
But anytime we try to help you figure that out, you get frustrated and you know, I don't want to do that. That's boring. That seems like, then you end up getting mad.
I don't know. It's because mom is like, you need to figure something out.
Well, I mean,
she's right, but it's like, I don't want to deal with this right now. I just woke up.
Well, I mean, that's the only time we can catch you. And the only time you come downstairs is when you just woke up and you're coming to eat something and get something to drink. But, I mean,
I don't know.
She's trying to get you to be an artist. She said you can draw.
You can draw. You can draw. I can draw.
But yeah, there are a lot of things that, I could sit and tell you that you might be good at. Well, and I do. I can't remember any of them now, but everything I think of, though, you're just like,
She wants me to be like an architect.
No.
That's the thing. Y'all pick some dumb jobs. That's why I get frustrated. Architect?
I've never said architect.
She said something like architect, interior designer.
Oh, yeah, because you rearrange your furniture all the time in your room.
Because I put my desk a certain way.
Yeah, you're good at laying out a room with the furniture. Yeah.
She said a veterinarian one time. Veterinarian.
Because you love animals.
I like animals, but I don't like school.
Exactly. You got to go to school to do that.
I think I would be a doctor. I don't think it's too late.
I don't either. Huh.
Maybe a NASCAR driver.
What about an electrician?
Yeah. See, that's the thing. I don't want any manual labor jobs.
Yeah. Because you don't think you'd be good at it, really?
No, because I know I wouldn't be good at it. Plumbing? That's another thing she said.
Well, because plumbers make a lot of money.
But I'm not good with my hands.
I get that.
I'm good with my speech.
Yeah. But you can't. You can't think of anything where you'd be good using your speech.
Not where it's
speaking ability.
It's not where it's a high possibility of me getting a job, no. It's all low possibilities of getting a job.
Like being you still wanted to do animated voice acting stuff?
See, like, that's the thing. Like, that also doesn't pay well.
It doesn't?
No, not anymore. Huh. Not like those... I don't know.
Have you talked to our manager, Adam, about that?
No. Only thing Adam and I talk about is hockey.
And the reason I say that is because Adam is in the voice actor business. He has a voice acting agency that he runs. But it's mostly stuff like voiceover things, like for movie trailers and stuff like that, and radio stations and commercials and all. But he would be able to lend you a little knowledge into how to get to be an animated voiceover person, how to be voice animated things and video games and things.
I think I'm going to be different, and I'm going to want to be a YouTuber.
Like all the kids your age want to be influencers.
They all want a podcast and want a YouTube channel.
So you don't think you'd be good on a podcast?
No.
Well, what I love, though, and I wish that I could just capture it and put it in a jar and open it whenever I wanted, is the can-do spirit of yours that you have.
I'm very positive.
I mean,
positive.
You know
person.
What? We could sell that. If we could just bottle it and sell it, we could run the world.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, well, I didn't want to say this in front of everybody. You know, I'm sure there are about three people who are listening to this right now. But you got a week. You got a week to make up your mind as to what you're going to be. And then after that, we're just going to put careers on a wheel and spin it. And whatever it lands on, that's what we're changing.
Chasing my dreams.
Changing your major to.
Okay.
All right, well, it's time for you to go back home now.
Go back to
get back in the bed. It's almost 11 a.m.
Time for bed.
So that's 2 days in a row you've had to get up early.
I know. I'm struggling.
Whoa. Sorry. Well, I will repay you for your time.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for sharing your day with us, Aiden boy.
You're welcome.
Boy Aiden, in your mom's truancy.
Mm-hmm.
You know that word?
No.
Truancy. Yeah. So we will maybe do this again. Never.
Hopefully.
It seems like you've really enjoyed it, and I have really enjoyed it.
It's
and then we'll watch TV a little bit later.
It's just been exposing me being a loser to the public.
Not at
this
all.
This is what this was.
It's more of an intervention. It was more of an intervention. Yeah. It's a gotcha interview. That's all it was. All right. Thanks for listening. Subscribe to YouTube's and ACTJ.TV and listen to everybody else's podcasts. You know, everybody in the Ace and TJ network. I don't care whether you listen to anybody else.
Everyone in the world.
Yeah. And we will talk to you later.
It's TJ and Jody's House on the Radio Button Network.
The Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is new every weekday starting at 7 a.m. Eastern and airs 24 hours a day on the Ace and TJ family stream on the Ace and TJ family app. Get the show plus exclusive daily Ace and TJ family shorts like 60-second stories, the good news, the music update, and more. Download the new Ace and TJ family app and listen to the show plus the new Ace and TJ family shorts anytime, every day.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.